Music.
Good afternoon, Strangeland, and welcome to a brand new Strange Music podcast. My name is Brent Bradley, and I'll be your host today. Joining me on today's show is the Kansas City Chief, Cut Calhoun. For anyone who doesn't know, Cut's new album, Black Gold, dropped this week, and it's already being hailed as his best work yet. We're going to talk to Cut about today. And what 2013 means for Cut and Strange Music as a whole. We're also going to be taking calls live on the air, so make sure to call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to talk to Cut Calhoun. Before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that Black Gold is available at Best Buy, FYE, and on iTunes right now. It features appearances from Tech N9ne, Chris Calico, Nesta the Owner, and more. And I think we've got Cut live right now, so let's see what's up. What's up,
yes, Cut? Sir. What's up, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Out here moving in this traffic, driving around. It's cold and motherfucker out here.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy the last week with all this snow, dude.
I know, man. The in-store had to get moved to next Tuesday. It was this Tuesday when the album dropped, but it's still all right, though, because everybody that went and bought the album or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they still can bring the album up so it can get signed this Tuesday coming up at Seventh Heaven on Truth right there. So it's still all good.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to jump right into it, man. First, I wanted to ask, how are things? The last time we talked to you was right before the Gift of Rap show. How was that?
The Gift of Rap show was excellent, man. It was good being back on the same stage with the rest of the guys. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing my solo shows all of 2012 or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, the guys have been was on that big tour, independent grind, and then they came back and went overseas while I was recording Black Gold, and we finally got the link up together on the Gift of Rap for the first time, like damn near all year. So everything's been going good since then, man. Everything's been uphill for me, man. It's a blessing, man. I'm humbled by it, and I appreciate it a whole lot.
That's awesome, man. So obviously I want to start off by talking about Black Gold. What does the title Black Gold mean?
To everybody out there, because I know a lot of people didn't know what it was called. Somebody on Twitter was like, it should be called Black Diamonds because it's a jewel. I'm like, damn, that's dope. Wish I'd have thought of that. But Black Gold, man, is just basically like a hot commodity, what a lot of people have been seeing, you know, looking at it as a metaphor for oil, as well as, you know, that's what, you know, the United States is going to war over oil, and, you know, from oil comes gas and all that stuff, and it's the most sought-after commodity or natural resource in America. And so I chose to use Black Gold as a metaphor for my album. You know, every time I do an album, man, I try to I want it, and I sought for it to be the first album that I ever put out, and I do that with each album. That's why I believe that each album that I do is better than the last, because I'm going after it with that same hunger as if it was my first album. So Black Gold is basically a metaphor for saying that it's the hottest shit out, man, the most wanted thing out here. You know, Black Gold is the hottest commodity out here right now in record stores, on iTunes, or whatever, man. And It's getting the recognition that it deserves, you know what I'm saying? Being it's been on number four on iTunes for the past couple of days, man. We're trying to get it up to number one, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, so we're pushing hard, bro, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely, man. Speaking of that, what has the response been like that you've seen? Has it met or even exceeded your expectations so far?
So far it has, man. I've yet to see what the first week sales are going to be. We're not going to know that till Tuesday, or should I say the following Wednesday, what the first week sales are going to be. That's why I'm urging everybody, you know what I'm saying, to get out there and cop it on iTunes, Best Buy. I know a lot of Best Buys aren't having it or whatever. They're going to have it, people, you know what I'm saying, in these different cities and states that you're in. It's just a lot of them were shut down in a lot of the major markets that we have Black Gold in. And so with everything being fixed up, the streets being cleaned up now, people should be it should be more accessible to people to go get it, man. FYE, Best Buy, and on iTunes, you know what I'm saying, definitely. If you want to get it on Google Play, I think anything on the Internet, if you can buy it and purchase it, it applies to the first week sales. And I told all the fans, or as many that got the message, that if I do 10K the first week, the first 10K people that bought it, You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do something very special for them. You know what I'm saying? And so people want to know, well, how are you going to know if I got it or not? Just keep your receipts. You know what I'm saying? Take pictures of your receipts or keep your receipts. Take pictures of your screenshots that you just got it. You know what I'm saying? Anything that has to do with the pre-orders and at the day of the 26th and after the 26th up until the 5th of March. You know what I'm saying? That will be included in the first week, and I'm going to do something real special for those people, man.
That's really dope, man. You don't see a whole lot of artists these days that have that kind of dedication and give those little extra gifts to the fans for supporting.
Definitely, definitely.
About Black Gold, how did you want this album to be different from your previous projects?
Well, I would like to for my album, all my albums to be different, because if you just got the same shit, repetition, the same shit after the same shit, man, it kind of gets old and all your shit starts to sound alike, you know what I'm saying? And that's the last thing I want to do. I got so much shit that went on in my life and that I still go throughout my life up to the current, man, that, you know, each album is going to be different regardless, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the same. I'm not stuck in one groove to where every time I put out an album it's going to be the same repetitive stuff that you heard on the last one. That's going to sound similar. You know what I'm saying? The beats are going to be different. Subject matter is going to be different. Everything's going to be different, man. And so I of course wanted this to be different. And it's just a maturity in my craft, my writing and my subject matter, man. It just keeps getting better and better, you know what I'm saying, with each time, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go in and say I'm going to purposely do this song or purposely do that song. I did what the beats told me to do, but with the beats being different, with Seven being a badass producer he is, you know, he had that different sound and shit, man, and it's just that hard bass, man, just clear quality, just dope ass shit, man. And he had to cut Calhoun shit. We finally got to have that chemistry that we've been wanting to have since Blevy, you know, since I've done Whip It, you know what I'm saying? We've been wanting to get together, just me and him one-on-one, and come up with this, with these dope ideas and beats and songs, and man, and we was able to do that, and that's why Black Gold sounds the way that it does, you know what I'm saying? And so that's why it sounds different from anything I've ever put out, because the beats were different, the vibe was different, the chemistry was different than any album previously before, and made for a different sounding album, which is my best work to date, man. And, you know, the fans would agree.
Oh, totally, man. And like you said about Seven, like, I know he produced damn near the whole album. What advantages do you find with collaborating with just one producer?
The advantages that I find, I can't speak for everybody else. You know, people love to venture out and get different producers, and that's okay, too. The problem that comes up is something, it'll be that one or two or three songs maybe out the whole album that sticks out and doesn't sound like anything on the album. The advantages I got with this is that he knows my track history. He knows, you know, what I like, and I know he's a very versatile producer. So the advantages I got out of it was the chemistry that we had, and him staying here now and being able to work one-on-one, whether that's over the phone or in person. The advantages I got out of this was that we kind of was on the same page, so that we didn't have to pry into each other's heads to come up with anything creatively. You know what I'm saying? The beats was already on point. My ideas I sent to him was already on point. No one had to correct the other person about anything, man. And it made for a certain feel on the whole album. Seven did 13 out of the 14 tracks that's on the album. Seven did 13 of them out of 14. One track, Is Going Down, was done by my little cousin called Tylen. And that, I only picked that because that fit the whole feel of the album as well. That album has a specific sound. The beats don't sound the same at all. You know what I'm saying? The subject matter is not the same at all, but that album in a whole, in its whole entirety, has a certain specific sound, and that made for a great album, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't find that too much nowadays, to where, you know, back in the Dr. Dre, Snoop days or whatever, you know, that Snoop Dogg album, Doggy Style, or The Chronic, had a feel to it. All the beats was different, but it had a certain feel to it that made it a solid album, and that's what I got with Black Gold.
Absolutely, man. And for the listeners who haven't checked out your blog recently, we actually did an interview with Tylen about the track that he produced for your album. So listeners, go ahead and check that out at blog.cutcalhoun.com. Next, I want to talk about this track you have with Tech N9ne, I've Been Dope. It's got an old Scott old school style feel to it, and you and Tech trade off 8 bars at a time. And I wanted to know, did you guys write that out at the same time, like in the same room?
Yeah, actually, we're trading 4 bars at a time. But and yeah, we did. We were in the studio together, man, sitting in Studio B, and I think it was Studio C. And we actually sat there and wrote that side by side, and we had to because it couldn't have went like that any other way because we were feeding off of what the other was saying's last line. You know what I'm saying? So in order to do that, you got to be side by side vibing with each other, man. I think I'm the only one on the label that's went back and forth like that with Tech. I think I did it with him on Gamer, and I did it with him on Goldberg off of Goldberg was on Feature Presentation, I believe, or it was Blebby. I forget, man. That was a dope ass song, but I think I'm the only one that's gone back and forth with Tech like that, man. And this particular song, I've Been Dope, was the dopest song that me and Tech have done, man. And we were going back and forth. Ain't nobody did it yet, and I can't even say no. What can I say, man? Hands up, dog. You know what I'm saying? Much love to my bro Tech, man. He came through and blessed me, man. And I've been saying, you know, I'm going to get him on the album. I just had to hear him on a certain song, you know what I'm saying? And when I got that beat, I let him know he was still overseas. And I'm like, dude, I got something for you when you come back. I knew that there was something that me and him needed to be on, man. The beat was an old school feel, so which was going to bring out some old school Tech, old school Cut Calhoun, but modernized at the same time, man, and it worked out perfectly. We sat there and wrote it together side by side, drinking beers and shit, talking shit, and just coming up with shit, cracking up, man.
That's super dope, man. You can definitely hear it in the track, too. Have you gotten to see the finalized video for I've Been Dope yet? Because people are going crazy over that.
Oh, yeah, man. I've seen it probably 25 times. You know what I'm saying? I just keep watching it, man. I like to critique myself and critique my videos, you know what I'm saying, to see what I can do better or different in the next video. So I've watched that video I don't know how many times. And everybody out there, you listeners, keep watching that motherfucker, too. And don't forget, keep watching Self-Preservation, too. Strange Money, Bottle Service, all that, because I got about 2-3 more videos dropped off of Black Gold as well, man. So I'm just going to keep pushing and keep it going. I've Been Dope is definitely a dope-ass video. The 80s Run DMC look with the dookie ropes and the glasses, the Gazelle Run DMC glasses, to the alleyways like the old Straight Outta Compton days, to the motherfucking blacklight shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It went from the 80s, the 90s to modern day, man. And it turned out to be a dope-ass video, man. Much love to Tech N9ne for that, and Liquid 9 and all the other guys up at Strange Music Video Production, man. Ryan, Tyler, Ant, all you guys, man.
Totally, man. That brings me to my next question, which is, do you have a favorite track on the album or favorite tracks?
Everybody been asking me that, and I'm going to tell you like I told them, my favorite track on the album is 1 through 14. You know what I'm saying? Because they're all different. They all got a different feel, and they all are dope to me. I don't got a favorite. I never have had a favorite off of any of my albums, man. I've never had a favorite because they all mean something different to me and they all got a different feel. So in its entirety, it's like I like them all. They're all my favorite because they're all different, man. So I don't know. I mean, now, if you want to ask me, like, which one's kind of like, you know, a little bit more personal, you got your Hello and Goodbye. Definitely Baby Mama Drama, you know what I'm saying? That was some shit I just had to get off my chest. I was tired of that bitch. But, you know, and That's My Word. Those are the serious, serious ones, man. But, like, each of those are different as well. But, you know, those poured out from the heart a little bit faster than the rest of them because that was personal shit that I was feeling and going through, you know, since that was a little bit deeper than the rest of the tracks on the album. So I wouldn't say those are my favorites, but those are ones that stick out on the more heartfelt tip, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. If it's cool with you, I think we're going to get to some callers.
Call up, fuck with me, ask me some questions. What's up? How you like the album? Make sure that you're telling your friends and everybody about it. What's up? I'm right here.
All right, if you want to talk to Cut Calhoun, give us a call at 347-994-3066, and don't forget to press 1 to be put on the list of callers. We also ask that you please be considerate of the time, because we're trying to get to as many of you as possible. Right now, we've got Dennis in L.A. Dennis, what's up, man?
What up? What up, Cuddy? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Dennis, dog?
Hey, man, love the album. Shit's hard as fuck. Just a couple quick questions, dog. I just want to know if you left any tracks, extra tracks that didn't make it on the album, if you're going to be, like, releasing that on a mixtape or an EP, you know, in the future.
Oh, yeah, for certain, man. There's a couple of tracks that didn't make it. Now, granted, damn near every beat that I got from 7 is on there, Heart to Heart. Was myself and Chris Calico, and that was like, I think that was a free download or whatever, but we're still going to use that for something else, and I got like probably 2 more tracks that didn't make the album, and we've been saying from this point forward, anything that doesn't make anyone's album or anything that doesn't make my album is going to get used as either a free giveaway, free download, or it's going to be put on some type of mixtape or some type of soundtrack or something. So to answer your question, yes, sir, any tracks that didn't get put on the album, man, is going to get put out there for the fans' usage.
That's dope, man. And then last thing, man, I'm kind of mad at Strange Music. You guys ain't coming to the House of Blues in L.A. this year. What's up with that, man?
Oh, man, if I could answer that question, I would. But being that that's up to Travis O'Gwynn and our booking agent, man, that's all up to them. But you know what? It's also up to the promoters. You know, if the promoters didn't request to book a show for us there, man, that's also playing a part.
We're not going to be able to go this year, brother.
Yeah, we don't pick the places we play at. They kind of request us, bro.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all love, though. But thanks for the album, man. Keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks.
All right, man. Thanks, Dennis, for the call. Next, we're going to talk to Sherry Ann in Seattle. What's up, Sherry Ann?
Hey, Cuddy, how's it going?
Sherry Ann, I'm cold in the motherfucker, but it's okay.
Good. I gotta say, it's not Sherry Ann, it's just Sherry. You know me as No Mask on Twitter.
No Mask, what's up, baby girl?
How you doing? I gotta tell you, Cuddy, thank you so much for Black Gold, dude. You can see the evolution through your whole catalog. You're growing, and it's phenomenal, and I'm so glad to be able to watch you get to where you're at. And I can't wait to see what comes next, but this was well worth the wait.
Thanks, baby. You tell John I said what's up, too.
Okay, I will. Have a good day, sir.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sherry. Sorry about messing up your name. Dylan's up next from Wisconsin. What's up, Dylan?
What's up, man? What's up, Kat?
Dylan, what's popping with you?
Oh, nothing much. Me and my buddy Alex Yeager just fucking love your shit, man. It's awesome.
Thanks so much, homie. I appreciate that, dog.
Dude, you and Tech are the fucking greatest rappers on earth, man. Keep it up.
Thanks for the compliment, man. I ain't stopping no time soon, Dylan.
All right. See you later, man.
All right, brother.
Take it easy.
You too.
Thanks for the call, Dylan. Next, we got Jonathan from Oklahoma. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Tech.
What's up, John?
Not a lot. Hey, me and my buddy Caleb, we were wondering, because on a Lost Cities tour, you had told Caleb that you would B-walk for us, and you didn't do it on stage over here in Oklahoma City, but you weren't on the next tour for us to ask you again. So I wanted to ask you, before I get to meet you in person this time, would you be able to B-walk for us on stage?
I will be walk on stage, man. It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like strayed away from it because I'm like, I did so many years, and so much footage of me be walking and shit. But I got to remember that it's a lot of new fans and a lot of new faces that come to these shows now that don't know who Cut Calhoun is, or maybe just heard of him but ain't seen me be walk. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be walk on stage, whether that's to a beat or whether that's just a breakdown and me just doing it for people that ain't seen it, man. I'm definitely going to do that again for you, bro.
Thank you so much. We're dying to see if you were hoping to do it for us, but I can't wait to meet you over March 15th.
For sure, man. I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Cut.
All right, bro.
Bye.
That was dope. All right, Jonathan. Thanks for the call, man. We got Cam in Lexington. What's up, Cam?
What it do, Cut?
Oh, man, out here just loving it. You know what I'm saying? Black Gold is out, man. I'm on my motherfucking third day, and this motherfucker is lovely. You know what I'm saying? I'm appreciating loving the fans.
already. My question is, man, who was you fucking with mainstream on the album? How many cats you got mainstream on that joint?
The thing is, I don't got nobody mainstream on the album as of yet, man. You know, it's a couple of people that I got in mind to work with, but ain't nobody mainstream on the album at all. Now, everybody on the album may sound like they're mainstream because they all dope in the motherfucker, but I ain't got no industry.
Yeah, y'all dope as fuck, nigga.
Right. I ain't got no industry names on there, man, but I got industry sound.
Okay. And cut, you don't even need none, nigga, because that's how motherfucking dope y'all is.
I appreciate you, man. That's what's up, Cam.
Already, man, for real. I wish I was coming to Kentucky this year, but you know what I'm saying? I guess I'll catch y'all on the next trip.
It's all good. You know we'll be there. We got another tour coming up this fall.
Already. Shit. All
right, man.
Hey,
thanks
for that album? You got that album, Cam? Did we lose him? We lost him.
Get it, most definitely, man. I was listening to that motherfucker today, man. That motherfucker is bumping, bro. You most definitely did the shit on that motherfucker.
I appreciate you, man. Much love for the support to you, brother. Like I said, we'll be in Kentucky.
Huh?
I said, we'll be in Kentucky on the next tour. Much love to you, man.
All right. Much love to you, too, man.
All right. Holla.
All right. Thanks for the call, Cam. Next, we have one of our Twitter friends, actually, the Stoned Nerd from Florida.
Yeah, that's a late.
Listen, man, I'm hearing, I was, like, going around on Facebook and stuff like that. I am seeing a little bit of hate, but I just want to let you know that, you know, don't listen to that shit. I just heard, like, countless people telling you how good your album was, so ignore the fucking haters. You're doing your thing, and that's fucking awesome. I don't fucking spend money on iTunes, but I bought that shit, so.
I appreciate that, Stoner. I'm not even worried about them haters, man. I put all the haters in the bowl. I eat them motherfuckers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It don't even matter to me, man. I'm going to shine regardless. The haters, I mean, it ain't really too much to hate on, so it's just like they put B in their DNA. You know what I'm saying? Because if you hate on Black Gold, come on, man. That's silly. That's a song on that album. For every type of person that likes any type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
And what the fuck are they doing?
You know what I'm saying?
But I see that, you know, you've got a tour going on. Was it the Powerhouse? Are those dates on lock, or is there hope for maybe adding a couple of dates?
Those dates are on lock. If anything gets added, then it'll be added, you know what I'm saying, as the tour progresses or whatever. But for right now, those dates are on lock. What, your city ain't on there?
No, I mean, well, my state's not on there. I'm in Florida.
Oh, Florida, yeah. Florida isn't on there on this one. But like I was telling Cam on the last call, we've got Florida on the fall tour, baby. If you can wait that long, we'll appreciate it. We'll probably be in Florida on the fall tour. We're coming. I think the farthest we're going is North Carolina, but we're not going down south to Florida on this one. But you never know. Something can change. But for right now, you know what I'm saying? We might be hitting Florida on the next tour.
If you offer the VIP packages, I'll definitely save up for one of those.
Definitely, baby. I appreciate the love. And, yeah, don't worry about them haters because I ain't worried about them at all.
All right. You have a good day, man. Thank you so much for the album.
For sure. You too. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for calling in. We're going to get back to some more questions, but hang on the line if we haven't gotten to you yet. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Right now, I want to talk about the upcoming Independent Powerhouse tour. That kicks off in just a couple weeks, and I know you've been doing one-off shows and solo tours, but you haven't been on tour with Strange in a little over a year, and I want to know, how does it feel to finally be getting back on the road with your label mates?
It feels real good to get back out there with the guys, man. And I know once we get out there, it's going to be like we never missed a step. It's going to be like I never was gone, you know what I'm saying? Especially with the independent touring that I've been doing myself, you know what I'm saying? It's only been getting me on point to have my stage performance at the best that it could be as well. So, I mean, I'm anxious to get back out there. The fellas is anxious for me to get back out there. And, yeah, it's going to be a great thing.
Absolutely, man. I know the fans are anxious to see you. We've been getting a lot of tweets, a lot of Facebook comments, a lot of emails about you being back on the road with Strange. People are excited, man.
Yes, sir. I'm excited, too.
What are you looking forward to the most about this tour in particular?
This tour in particular, what I'm looking forward to the most is, you know what I'm saying, for the fans who missed me the whole tour of last year, you know what I'm saying, the independent grind, I'm looking forward to pleasing them, and I'm looking forward to putting my 200% into my set, into this show, into this tour, you know what I'm saying? And then secondly, I'm looking forward to blowing the minds of the new fans that Strange Music has accrued on the last tour, the ones that missed out on me and didn't get to see me at all. But once you just found out about Tech or just found out about, you know what I'm saying, the other Strange Music artists on the label and missed me. So not only am I looking to please the fans that was missing me, I'm looking to please the brand new ones who never did get to see me at all, man. And I just want to blow everybody's minds and let them know what all the talk is about. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody just talking. I'm not just tooting my horn. The fans, these people talking, they just tooting their horn, man. You know what I'm saying? The proof's in the pudding. I'm from the show me state, and I'm going to show every motherfucking body what the fuck the Kansas City Chiefs has to show.
Absolutely. What is the thing you like most about being on the road, and what's the thing you dislike the most about being on the road?
The thing I like most about being on the road, man, is traveling back to all these places where these fans have love. It's been many years that, you know what I'm saying, I've met fans. Fans, you know what I'm saying, know that I'm not guarded. It's not hard to get to me. It's not hard to talk to me. I'm always out there in the crowd, whether I'm at the bar doing shots with people, outside smoking with people, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not hard to get to or whatever, man. It's like, I can't wait to get back out there and, you know what I'm saying, get the feel for these fans again. And I forgot the whole question that you just asked me.
Oh, good, man. I wanted to know, the second part was, what's the thing you dislike the most about being on the road?
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I do like. And the thing I dislike most about touring is days off and being away from home for so long, you know what I'm saying? Being away from the family, man. You know what I'm saying? That hurts. You know what I'm saying? When you got to call home and talk to your wife, your woman, your kids, you know what I'm saying? Your mom, or, you know what I'm saying? Family members that miss you and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hard being gone for so long or whatever. That's the only thing that I dislike most about being a tour. But it's all good because they understand, you know what I'm saying, that I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, making a living, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? Pleasing these fans, showing appreciation for the love that they've given me, and just giving it back in return. So it's all adds up to an even, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. What do you think you bring to the stage that's totally yours that nobody else does?
You know, since there's only one cook at home, I think that's the most thing that sticks out. Ain't nobody do what I do, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody do what Tech do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I bring my own individuality and not even the word swag. I don't even want to use swag. I bring my own individuality and my own aura, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you see me, Tech, and Calico on stage, you know what I'm saying? I stick out because I do what I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm me, you know what I'm saying? And the show wouldn't be complete if it wasn't Calico, Tech, and me, you know what I'm saying? If there was somebody else up there trying to replace me, it wouldn't look the same because I only do what I do, man. So, you know, it's like, I mean, that's all I'm going to be bringing. I'm going to be bringing my own aura. I'm just going to be bringing Cut Calhoun to that stage and everything that consists of him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to bring, whether that's the B-Walker shit, the way I move, the way I rap, I'm taking my shirt off, how I jump in the crowd, jump down there, fuck with people. I mean, whatever it's going to be, it's just going to be me, man, and you know what I'm saying? It can't be duplicated or replicated, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just got to be appreciated.
And I know you can't reveal your whole set, but what can fans look forward to from your stage show?
People can definitely look forward to a lot of the shit that I've been hearing about on Twitter. 501s and Right Sides, you know what I'm saying? That's my word. I got to do see what had happened was, because motherfuckers is loving that plus that hit so hard. What else? I'm thinking about doing One or two things from the Flames mixtape. People have been asking about it. I know I need to make up and press up more copies of the Flames mixtape, but I just seen somebody on Twitter saying that Dat Piff has the Flames mixtape to download. So if I'm not able to download it to y'all, y'all can go on Dat Piff, and Flames mixtape should be on there available to download, y'all. I might do something. I think I'm going to do something from the Flames, man, and I'm just definitely going to mix it up. Of course, some Kelvin shit, you know what I'm saying, some shit from Kelvin. I only got 30 minutes, so I'm going to try to squeeze everything in here. I ain't going to be able to do full songs of everything, but I'm going to try to squeeze a whole lot of songs into this 30 minutes, man, so that I can please everybody. That's what it's about. It's about keeping your ear to the streets and pleasing your fan base, man, as well as just, you know what I'm saying, doing what you need to do out there.
That's what's up, man. I know the fans are super excited to see you, like I said before. Right now I'd like to go to the lines and take some more callers. We've got Cassidy in Marin County. What's up, Cassidy?
What's up, Cuddy? I'm out in the Bay Area, and we love you out here, man. Every time I show your album to somebody new, they ask me, why haven't I been listening to this guy for years? It's a good album.
What's up, man? Appreciate it.
Hey, so I got a question. I got a question for you. I heard you just talking about the Flames mixtape, and that's my favorite mixtape on Strange, man. And I know a lot of Strange artists are starting to get back into the mixtape game. I'm wondering if you're working on a mixtape. If you have anything in the works in the mixtape game.
I definitely have things in the works for the mixtape, man. And the great thing about it is, you know, the whole theme of the Flames mixtape, the first one was the whole Anchorman shit, Ron Burgundy. And now it's just perfect because Anchorman Part 2 is about to come out. And so that's going to be perfect. So with the next mixtape, I'm definitely incorporating Anchorman Part 2 so that it can be a even better sequel than the first one, but it's going to be the same thing for both of them. Flames mixtape, now it's going to be a Flames mixtape volume 2, don't know what I'm going to name it yet, but the same thing of the whole Anchorman shit, you know what I'm saying, the quotes throughout there, it just made for perfect timing. So I wasn't able to do it these past couple of times with Torn or shit coming up, me having to do an EP or an album. Now the album's out, the album's doing good, man, and coincidentally Anchorman Part 2 is about to come out right when it's going to be time to be able to work on the mixtape, and it's going to be beautiful.
All right, man, that's dope. I can't wait. Hey, if you ever do a solo tour out here in the Bay, I think you'd sell out, man. I think you'd do great. So come out to the Bay sometime for us.
Yes, sir. Much love to you, bro.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, Cassidy. We got Carlos in California. What's up, Carlos?
What's good, Cuddy Cal? Fuck, nigga. I'm fucking happiest talking to you, my nigga.
That's what's up, Carlos. Man, hey. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, but I got a couple questions that a lot of fans. But first of all, I want to say, after reading the interview about your childhood, about your teenage years, I definitely gotten closer to your music, and I trip on your music and lyrics more, and I'm just growing too closer. You know, like just like I'm with Tech N9ne, I feel like I'm closer to your music just like with Tech.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Real recognize real.
Yeah, all right. What's going on with Juicy J, though?
You know what I'm saying? I kept on I hit him one time. I ain't going to keep bugging the nigga. You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker want to fuck with me, they going to fuck with me. But I did hit him that one time with the ad tweet, and I seen a lot of the fans was hitting him up, and you know what I'm saying? I was retweeting it. You know what I'm saying? So if that happens, it's going to happen. If it's meant to happen, it's going to be meant, man. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a busy guy. He got his album and shit coming out. He's doing a lot of features and all that shit. And sometimes, you know, that shit takes time, man. But it'll happen, man, because I've always wanted to work with Juicy J, man. You know what I'm saying? He's always been himself. He got his unique personality. And, you know what I'm saying, I feel like we can do a motherfucking major hit together. So it's going to happen in time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to bug him. I wouldn't want nobody to bug me, you know. But when you get around to it, you're going to get around to it. It's going to be worth the wait, man. It's probably going to go down, bro.
All righty. Hey, also, I hear people like saying, like, about you saying Tupac reincarnated, man. Let me tell you something, man. Like, nigga, you ain't Tupac, you're like your own self, and I want to say you're good, nigga. Like, don't be saying you're Tupac, nigga, because I think you're better than Tupac, my nigga. I'm not really a big fan of Tupac. Nah, bro, for real, all these niggas be saying they're real Tupac fans, nigga. They can't even name 10 songs from the top of their head from Tupac, nigga, straight up. I feel like most of these critics, they're like just like trend followers and like, oh, I like Tupac just because everybody likes him, you know. But these niggas can't be naming 10 songs off the top of their head from Tupac. You feel me?
Yeah, hey man, hey, I love that, man. That is a major compliment, brother. I appreciate that, Carlos, man. And
yes.
I only say that because of how real Pac was. I feel like I'm a real nigga, and it ain't too many out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
I speak my mind, and I put my heart and soul into my music, and that's why I said that, man. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was a mentor of mine, and I can clearly name 30 songs off the top of my head, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm definitely a fan. So I appreciate that, Carlos. Thank you so much.
One more thing, man. Santa Cruz, I'll be waiting for you, nigga. I can't wait. You better surf crowd whatever you when you jump off the stage and come to the fans, man. I want to see you do that, man. And if you want to, I'm gonna bring this bottle of Hennessy. If you want to drink it up before or after the show, if you down.
Go ahead and bring it on up, man. You know you probably catch me at the merch booth, man. We do some shots, have a drink or something, brother. It's all good, Carlos.
All right, Carlos. Thanks for the call, man. We've got Anthony in Michigan. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, I was just wondering, when's the new, is there going to be an 816 Boys album?
Is there going to be an 816 Boys album? There's definitely going to be an 816 Boys album. The question is when, but you know, we're getting everything taken care of, man. We would love for it to just been done already, but you know, everybody got to get on the same accord. We got so much stuff to do as individual artists, man. It's going to have to be a time to where we're all free and able to collectively do it, because once we do it, that shit ain't going to take nothing but 2 or 3 weeks to put together. You know what I'm saying? With the four of us, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to take no time, but it's definitely going to go down. We just don't have a particular date yet, but it's going down, to answer your question.
And I was wondering, is there, like, any other new groups coming to Strange Music?
What you see right now is what we got on Strange right now, brother. You know what I'm saying? And it's a large roster. So far as anything new, I haven't heard anything. But you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that what we got right now is what we got going right now, because we got so many projects and stuff coming out right now, man. But if there's anything new coming to the table, I ain't heard of it.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. We got Michael in Pennsylvania. What's up, Michael?
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man? Way up there in Pennsylvania. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm your number one fan. I listen to your music all the time, you know? And you and Chris killed it on self-preservation.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, Chris came through and blessed me with that great hook, man. It was perfect. It fits the album, it fits the beat, and it fit what the fuck I was talking about, which made for a distinctive message, man. You know what I'm saying? Let these motherfuckers know, y'all can't fuck with me, never will be able to, and I'm on the rise. So shout out to the homie Big Chris Calico, my nyoka.
Yo, y'all are all the real deal. I listen to Tech N9ne, I listen to everybody, you know? And I'm just sitting here chilling and talking, like watching Tech N9ne and stuff. Tech N9ne's talking real too. And
yeah. That's
good.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We all trying to do what we need to do out here, man. And you know what I'm saying? I love all my niggas, man. And you know, Black Gold, I was making a statement with it, and it seems like it's getting through, man. So I appreciate the love and support that's given. You know what I'm saying? From Kansas City to the West Coast to the East Coast, all the way over there in Pennsylvania, man, to down south to up north, you know what I'm saying? At all costs, man, we're going to get this motherfucking money, and we're going to let these motherfuckers know that we are not to be fucked with.
That's what's up. Thanks for the call, Michael. We can get one last caller in, I think. We got Jose from Florida. What's up, Jose?
Yeah, what's up, Calhoun?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, my nigga. How you doing?
I just wanted to know something about this video, That's My Word.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a real song, if I only seen a video, because I see the song is longer. I just want to know why the video is so short.
They, this is what they wanted to do, man. They wanted to do, like, a couple of full-length videos for my project, and then we wanted to do a couple of snippets. So the video, That's My Word, happened to be one of the ones that snippets I would love to do. The six videos, the five, six videos I got coming off of Black Gold, I would have loved for all of them to be full-length videos, but you got to understand this. Not only myself, but everybody else on the label are getting videos done as we speak, too. Sess Crew, Tech N9ne, Chris Calico, Ritz, you know what I'm saying, Stevie Stone, everybody's getting videos done. And so with that being said, you know, that takes up a lot of time and man hours. And so a couple of these videos have to be snippets, man, but That's My Word is the shit. I would have loved for it to be a full length, man.
Yeah,
you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, that video is deep, man. I hope you get the album. I didn't get it yet, but that's
video
got me.
Check it out, man. On the album, it's not just a short version like that on the album. The album's a whole song, man. So I can't wait till you get that, man. And if you can, try to get it before the 5th, man. You know what I'm saying? So you can be a part of the first 10,000. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't peaked over there already.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks, Jose. If you just joined us, we're back with Cut Calhoun. We've been talking about Black Gold, which is available right now on FYE, Best Buy, and iTunes. What's that?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, sorry, bro. I want to talk about 2013 a little bit and the things that are coming up. This year marks the arrival of a lot of projects from the newer acts as well as anticipated releases from the veterans.
Right.
How excited are you for this year?
Say that again? How many what?
I was asking, how excited are you for 2013 with all these releases coming out and the tour and everything going on?
Oh, I'm very excited about everyone's release, not only mine, but everybody's, man. It's like it's a camaraderie. It's Strange Music. It's a family up there, and everybody, you know, from the staff to all the artists, we're all pushing each other, man. You know what I'm saying? We're all pushing each other so that we can be the best that we can be, you know what I'm saying, and build this conglomerate on top of what we already got going to build it to an even bigger plateau, man. So I'm excited about everybody's shit, you know what I'm saying? Tech shit, something else, Big Chris Calico, Son of Sam, Mayday, Recognized, Ritz, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Ritz's album, Johnny Valor. I don't even want to say shit wrong, but I know what the hell he got coming out, but I'm excited about everybody's shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on the veteran shit. My brothers, you know, they're, of course, and I wasn't able to make Rich's album, but, you know what I'm saying, we in two different cities and states and that shit going on, but hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be on my next one, and I'm going to be on his too. Mayday, Recognized, man, Stevie Stone, Two Birds, One Stone, that's my little bro, that's my nigga, and I'm excited about everybody's shit coming out, and I'm going to support they shit just as hard as I'm pushing for my own stuff with each release that comes out, man. You're going to see Cut Calhoun right at the top of the list, supporting and pushing for people to go and buy their shit, too.
That's awesome, man. That's real refreshing to see. Speaking of veterans, I wanted to talk to you about your collaboration with Brother Lynch Hung on Black Gold.
Spidey.
Sorry?
I said Spidey.
Yes, sir. Some fans might not know about you and Lynch's backgrounds, and I wanted to know what makes this collaboration so significant.
Okay. To all the people who don't know, Lynch, of course, and I came up listening to Brother Lynch. Lynch, Season of the Sick, 24 Deep, all that shit loaded. Lynch is a well-known Crip. You know what I'm saying? Well-known Crip, man. You know what I'm saying? From the Garden Block. You know what I'm saying? And, I am known as the opposing gang affiliation of the Bloods, you know what I'm saying? And the thing that's so crazy is because we're label mates now, you know what I'm saying? And so you got a Crip and you got a Blood who's usually not supposed to get along in the eyes of society or in the eyes of other gangs, you know what I'm saying, opposing gangs. And what makes it so special is that you got this Blood motherfucker that B-walks, red flags hanging everywhere, throwing up the signs and this and that. And then you got this well-known Crip motherfucker who's 24 deep, Garden Block, Season of the Sick motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Collaborating together, baby. You know what I'm saying? As a unit, as brothers, making this money and making these motherfucking hits. You know what I'm saying? And so for people who don't know, that's an amazing thing because you don't got too many people to do that. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't having fucking Snoop Dogg collaborating with, you know what I'm saying, one of the biggest, but you know, and Snoop Dogg and just Mac 10 just all like that together, you know what I'm saying? You didn't have Sebo collaborating with, you know what I'm saying, Blood motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So it's like to see that happen, man, and for us to unite as one and do our thing, not only because we label mates, they don't mean shit. You got people that was on labels with each other, on major labels, as Blood and Crip never fucking spoke to each other and wasn't on each other's shit, so for this to happen is a big deal, man. And that exposes myself to Lynch's fans and
vice versa, man. And that just lets them know, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? He collaborated with this dude. He collaborated back with him. That's cross-promotion for both of us, and that's the big thing. That's just letting people know that no matter where you come from or what your background is or what your affiliation is, man, you can come together and do good music and put all that silliness aside, because at the end of the day, it's all about feeding your family and taking care of yourself, man, and loving one another. We can't change who we were. We can't change where we come from, you know what I'm saying? But we can do something about it in the present time, and that's what me and Lynch is doing. You know what I'm saying? It's something big. Dark Nights, one of the coldest street gangster songs out there, man, to this date. You know what I'm saying? Can't no put some song up against it if you want to. It ain't competing with it. And so for us to come back a second time on 501s and Right Sides, and for Lynch to put it down like that, I'm talking about bloodshed in my verses, and he's a well-known Crip nigga talking what he talking in the hook, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, dog. You know what I'm saying? And people need to get on it, you know what I'm saying, and put that silly shit aside and get on it and just understand that the beautiful music is what it's all about, brother.
Totally, man. That's what's up. We also have Cess Crew's full-length debut coming out this year, Constant Energy Struggles. I want to know what you think of those guys, and do you see yourself collaborating with them in the future?
I definitely see myself collaborating with them in the future. I wish I could have collaborated with them in the present. You know what I'm saying? You got them missing Ubiquitous, man. Them dudes is cold, man. They some lyrical motherfuckers. They some real lyrical motherfuckers. If y'all didn't hear the motherfuckers on Unfair, y'all are sleeping. They are dope. Constant Energy Struggles is going to be dope, man. They single Juice, you know what I'm saying, is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Tech N9ne, man. Them dudes can rap their asses off, man. And I got ideas for those cats, man, the shit that I'm going to want them on. But sure enough, whatever they would like me on, you know what I'm saying, I would gracefully do it. You know what I'm saying? Get on there and kill it. You got to bring your A game with them, because them motherfuckers don't play with their wordplay, man. So yeah, I'm real excited for their album to come out too. They some cold motherfuckers.
That's dope, man. That's super exciting to hear as a fan as well.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be the year that hip hop fans kind of acknowledge how diverse the music is that comes out of the Strange Music Camp?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have no choice but to, you know what I'm saying? If we all do what we're supposed to do and take this fan base to another level and get it in the ears of a whole lot more people, they're going to have no choice but to understand the diversity of it, because each artist or act is different. Cess Crew is different. Ritz is different. Stevie Stone's different. Tech is different. Calico got his shit. I'm different, you know what I'm saying? So we all are left and right, up and down, you know what I'm saying? Our whole fucking entourage catalog, man, is totally different, dog. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's the same. And so once we get to that mass audience, man, they ain't going to have a choice but to recognize that or pretend to be blind.
For sure, man. I wanted to know, what are your personal hopes and goals for this year?
My personal, you know what I'm saying, I'm not even going to hope. I'm through hoping. My personal goal is for Black Gold to be very successful. My personal goal is for Black Gold to achieve minimum 10K the first week, you know what I'm saying, and for it to do four times that, you know what I'm saying, throughout the rest of this year. My personal goals is to connect with, you know what I'm saying, thousands upon thousands, 100,000s of more fans to spread this Cut Calhoun brand, to spread this Strange Music to a whole lot more people, man, to get more people even infected with what, you know what I'm saying, what they missing out on. You know what I'm saying? The industry got a couple of hot motherfuckers out there, but the industry ain't got a collage of hot motherfuckers like Strange Music has, man. And so to be a part of that, you know what I'm saying, my goal is to get myself as well as our label out there to as many people as we can and take over, you know what I'm saying, do a Strange Music takeover. I want to Cut Calhoun takeover, Black Gold, you know what I'm saying? That's my goals for this year, man, you know what I'm saying? And to just be able to look back on this and, man, and really show the fans how much I appreciate them for the support that they've given me. I want to be able to do that. That's my goals for 2013.
That's awesome, man. That's a beautiful thing. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more callers here before we get out of here.
All right.
Kenneth in Tennessee. What's up, Kenneth?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, homie?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Appreciate you doing what you're doing, man. I was calling, man, to see, to ask you, like, what drives you, man? What drives you? What burns, what burns soul to Cut Calhoun to want to push harder to do more than the next artist, to bleed out his soul on the track, to, you know, to touch millions of people?
Right. It's a couple of things that drive me. For one, it's turning on the radio or turning on the TV, being like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's one thing. And then secondly, you know what I'm saying, it's knowing that I should be out there or amongst the greatest of the greats or whatever. I should be out there eating just like these motherfuckers who I can wrap circles and triangles and squares around. I should be out there eating as equally or even more than these motherfuckers. But, you know what I'm saying, knowing that I ain't there yet, and that's another drive, you know what I'm saying, because that's where I just need that exposure, you know what I'm saying, and that's what I'm trying to do with Black Gold now. And then the fans, you know what I'm saying, that they keep my heart pumping, man, you know what I'm saying. The music is always going to be in me. That's going to be there. But to hear the fans, we won't cut, and they boycotting on there, we won't cut, cut you this, cut you that, you know what I'm saying? That keeps me going, man, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, you know, I got kids that look up to me, bro, and a couple of my children, female and male, want to rap, and they look at me, you know what I'm saying, as an example, man. And so I'm just letting them know, you know, they're gonna do whatever they do in life, and they're going to know Daddy was never a quitter. Daddy gave it his all every time, poured his heart and soul into it, and, you know what I'm saying, and kept it going, man. So I got a couple of things. That's my drive, man. But mostly it's my kids, my family. It's the self-determination. It's the fans, because without the fans, there would be no Cut Calhoun or no Tech N9ne or anybody. And, you know, seeing this shit on TV and hearing it on the radio, I'm just like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? So all those things combined is my drive, bro.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to you and all Strange Music, man. I appreciate y'all doing what y'all do. You doing the good work, bro.
No problem, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kenneth. Now we got Don Dada on the phone from New York. What's up, Don Dada?
Yeah, well, what's going on, guys?
Don Dada, what's happening?
Ain't much, player. How you been? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Enjoying it.
Right. All right. Well, one of the questions I wanted to get into about Black Gold is, I don't know, I've been sitting here, like, listening to it back to back, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that I realized, to me at least, it kind of had, like, that feature presentation feel. So I was wondering if, you know, you had that in your mind when you was working on the album, was, you know, like.
Oh, not at all, man. Not at all. Like I was saying, I didn't even have that in mind. It's like I was just writing to the beats that Seven was producing, and this shit was so dope, and it was bringing out, you know what I'm saying, whatever music you're hearing on that album, man, that's what the beats was bringing out of me, man, and it turned out to be like how it was, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's all I can say. You know, I didn't set out to do anything in particular or anything on purpose. I just set out to let all this shit out of my heart, mind, and soul, man, and this is what you got from Black Gold, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Well, I know, sorry, just to say anything, you know what I'm saying, one of my personal favorite songs from you is off the Wrong Cut album, Calling My Name.
Yeah, that's a dope one.
I think that was like one of the deepest shits I heard. That actually inspired me to write a song before, so I just had to make sure I got to tell you that, you know.
I appreciate that, Don Dada, man. You know what I'm saying? Music is powerful, man, and everybody's going to have their favorite songs and the things that strike them the most, you know what I'm saying? And so I appreciate that, because that song meant a lot to me, or it wouldn't have been on that album, especially where how I was feeling at the time is the reason I wrote it. So for you to love that song, man, I appreciate that, homie.
Let me get up out of here. I got these calls I got to do anyway. So much respect, y'all. Much respect, Cut Calhoun.
Right,
that album's amazing, man.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks, Don Dada.
Thanks, Don Dada. Anything else that you want to tell the fans, Cut, before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just want to tell them I appreciate y'all so much for all the love and support that you've shown me thus far, man, and I just wanted to know I'm not going to stop, and it's because of them is the reason why I do what I do and why I'm here, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to let anybody down with my music. I'm not going to let anybody down with my performance, you know what I'm saying? When you see me, you know what you got. You see what you get. You get what you see, and, you know, that's a real down-to-earth dude, Cut Calhoun, man. And if you have not, go out and get Black Gold at your Best Buys, FYEs, or you can get it on iTunes. And when you do get it, if you can get more than one copy, cool. But if you can have somebody else get it or spread the music to somebody else and have them want to get it, man, keep on showing that support, y'all. And I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And, you know, like I said, my goal is to get 10K or more. This first week, and that can't happen if it's not for the fans. So I appreciate y'all. Keep supporting. I'm gonna keep giving y'all good music. That's about it. 2013. See y'all on the Powerhouse Tour.
Oh yeah! Thanks a lot for talking to us today, Cut. We appreciate it.
All right, brother. Holla.
That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Cut Calhoun, and the listeners that called in. Don't forget to head to your local Best Buy or FYE and cop Black Gold, Cut Calhoun's new album, or download it on iTunes. Have a good weekend, y'all, and as always, keep it strange.
Strange! Music.